General's pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face, discounted C-agit prop, bugles take on race, female
crew. My head hanging down, I was running through the woods like a rabbit being chased by a hound.
Smith, the First Lady of Las Vegas, on Radio Valencia.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, oh, you're laughing, and that sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain, stop your sighing. He's the sheik of Sicily. Oh, his love belongs to me. At night when I'm asleep, into my tent he'll creep. And the stars that shine above will light our way. Cheeky man, that's who we be. 'Cause when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Mm-hmm. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dispepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod. Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
Worldwide, open secret, solely Mr. Deck heralds the true God in the entire history of the universe. Not even in the truth, Ivy Pravda, is Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire's 8-page detailed letter exposing the worldwide deadly communist gangster computer god and the worst, deadliest enemy of the entire human race and the entire universe in the entire history of the entire universe, namely the communist atheist Kong's conspiracy with all of the deadly, gangster, unbelievable, sophisticated Frankenstein controls the Catholic Church. These facts, like the below facts, cannot be found in the communist gangster computer god concocted and manipulated so-called history and news media. Communist gangster computer god unbelievably staged like Hollywood scum on top Tsarina, alias Great Dictator Franklin D. Roosevelt, the polio-paralyzed, legless drug addict, idiotic, suicidal Tsarina fag who had his unbeatable rival Will Rogers exterminated in an exploding ball of flame by a planted bomb here in safe USA airfield shortly after takeoff at the end of Will Rogers' unprecedented, renowned, arduous, round-the-world goodwill flying trip with Wiley Post in his beautiful, electronically sophisticated, luxurious, ultra-modern Winnie Mae airplane. Not only all stairways had inclines added for Tsarina Roosevelt's computerized wheelchair, but a football field-sized glass house-type building was built in back of the White House for his medicinal, piped-in, pure-warmed seawater into his gigantic, suicide-proof, 2-feet-deep swimming pool, where he waded naked with his nurses and had sodomy affairs. Ones very near to him have written popular books about his sodomy, I-vey love affairs. Already in his third term, he was a helpless and useless stretcher case, incapable of even appearing at his fourth term convention. This one-world communist who married his immediate cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt, like his runted, sickly, pock-faced grandfather, propagandized as a hunter and a sportsman, Teddy Roosevelt, here from Oyster Bay, Long Island, the Rosenfeld family, another computer god top-secret camouflage for gifted Ethiopians, as a big-time kid gangster politician, computer god even raised his age for historical purposes, Teddy Roosevelt was paid off with the vice president do absolutely nothing farce position title. Repeatedly, vice presidents have successfully waited and lurked to eliminate El Presidente. Ive below are a few examples. So the kiddish gangster Teddy Roosevelt lured Midwestern dolt McKinley into New York for extermination, like the lowly guttermouth Big L.B. Johnson lured Playboy sodomist in with the mafia Jack Kennedy into his hometown, Dallas. Wide open, people say it was the three brothers, Sam, Milton, and Lyman Jacobson, who with the judges feloniously swindled the governor of Texas out of the U.S. senator election shortly before Lyman was fixed as the compromise choice for Jack Kennedy's vice presidential nominee. Who ever saw a Lyndon married to a tiny runt, Birdie? Under computer god orders, even Birdie now has changed her name for historical purposes to Lady Bird New, and even her Ethiopian surname is now changed to Taylor. It was this scummy, bum, lowly gangster Lyman as Presidente who had the gigantic Tsarina swimming pool deepened several feet to a regular swimming pool and regularly had naked sodomy swimming parties with women personnel. Gangster Monkey C, Gangster Monkey 2. Now, even the Pope John in the Vatican has a similar swimming pool to share with the endless numbers of nuns to help him forget his good old days as a married man naked in bed with high holy communion sodomy. Did not that world-renowned untouchable felon gangster Tricky Dick Nixon, his daughter Tricia is married to Davy Eisenshanker Jr., knew Nixon was the sure loser to the fag queer kid Bobby Kennedy until he was lured into very distant Tricky's hometown, Los Angeles. Did not gangster Tricky Dick Nixon do more than feloniously watch eyesight television of Bobby Kennedy's extermination? Abe Lincoln's computer god, alias for Abe Lincoln's law partner, was Stanton. Abe, in the gangster courts, feloniously conspired, fabricated patent infringements to swindle thousands of dollars from C. McCormick Reaper Machinery Company. As president, Abe made Stanton a cabinet member. In order to automatically become president, Stanton concocted a grandiose murder scheme to murder not only Lincoln, but also the vice president and secretary of state. Secretly, Vice President Johnson overseered it. Lincoln was murdered, and Secretary of State Seward was very seriously injured. Automatic President Harry Schimmelman Truman, in terror, gave political concessions to Congress to enact abolishment of the automatic succession to the presidency by cabinet members. For cheap, conspired, felonious pardon fix, gangster Nixon gave presidency to dolt felon Jerry Ford, another computer god alias, the wide-open, lifelong felon bribe extortionist, forgerer, and check launderer Jerry Ford. David Eisenheimer, or Eisenschenker, another runted, negroidically befreckled, semi-illiterate, cowardly yokel kid, also Jimmy Carter, who shared the sodomy drug beds of the military academy with niggers, under secret computer god orders upon graduation, CIA changed even his family gravestones. Camp David in Maryland was named after him, for him, and by him, including the division of SS, Secret Service troops, who even tended his Playboy giant golf course. Here, David Eisenschenker hid in cowardly terror and watched World War II on EyeSight TV. His historical name, Dwight Eisenhower. As president for months, he was dying in a coma, useless and helpless, I think. Sneak, shameless, hangman rope gangster, government leaders into Frankenstein, living death, eternal slavery. I now go to death for your lowest deadly felony crimes against me. Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet gangster slave, do not dare to repeat any part of this truthful message. For like Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire, you too are expendable, and you too can be beaten bloodily by the gangster police and dragged in chains into a windowless telephone booth type prison cell and put into maximum security insanity prison for undetectable extermination, and by the lowest gangsterism, namely the law, character assassinated for life as an insane criminal menace to this worse gangster communism. Now that your besweated, terrified, trembling delirium has subsided, have your computer subdivision play out my letter, and you reread my letter for your only hope for a future. Francis E. Deck Esquire, 29 Maple Street, Hempstead, New York. Worldwide communist gangster computer god scum on top, staged like Hollywood, with plastic pale stand-in actors, with communist gangster computer god speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneous, edited, simulated voices implanted for all TV and news media microphones in any known language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide eternal Frankenstein living death slavery. Yokel felon King Jimmy Carter, slime from the academies, which Mr. Deck intelligently refused unsolicited acceptance to the most elite academy from here in Niggertown, and even insidious con artist, gangster divorcee Pope John, they both speak Spanish and even Portuguese. Solely Mr. Deck exposes false gods Sodomy and Gomorrah of you worldwide computer god parroting puppet gangster slaves. Make copies for yourself, you hangman rope gangster scum on top. Laugh your mad giggle now.
I'd like to introduce our first guest. Can I do that?
Why, sure. Why not? Why not?
Okay. He's a real fine singer, and he's on his way to stardom, and his name is Tony Sanchez.
Right. And you know, I had Tony Sanchez sing at a nightclub last night, and he brought the house down. Here you go, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony Sanchez, everybody.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has all the Mac heat, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Mac Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, the soup and tar.
you very much.
Hello.
Isn't it tool talking?
Hello.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.